suffering. I've never known a day of peace. I wonder if I ever left behind my body. Do you think they'd laugh at how I died? Or take a photo of my family in the lobby? The ceremony's small in size. 'Cause I don't know if I could sell out my own funeral. At least not at this point in time. And if I ever try to leave behind my body, at least I know it was never mine, it was never mine, it was never mine. It was never mine. Well, I'm the only girl alive in New York City. I left my wallet on the train. Since I no longer even have a driver's license, I guess that means I have no name. And I could run away to somewhere on the West Coast and finally be a real life girl. They'll take my organs and they'll hang me from a bedpost, saying I was too soft for this world. And they'd be right, because quite frankly, to be alive, it shouldn't kill me every day the way it does. I don't know what I did to have this fate. I'm drenched in it, and I can't even run from what I know. My special talent isn't writing, it's not singing. It's feeling everything that everyone alive feels every day. Feels every day. Feels every day. Special 'cause I cut myself wide open, as if it's honorable to bleed. But I'm not lucky, and I know I wasn't chosen. The world keeps spinning without me. I told my mother I would die by 27. And it wants more than I can give, than I can give, than I can give.